What's up, my people? This is the Black Guru, and it's Monday. For those who know me, know that today is Entrepreneurship Day. So what does that mean? Well, it means we're going to cover all topics of entrepreneurship from A to Z. We'll often have special guests on, you know, experienced and newbies. We're going to cover a lot of different topics, including, but not limited to, opportunity recognition, innovation, risk-taking, resource management, and the value of creation. All right, let's get this out the way. Entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. An entrepreneur is an individual who creates and runs a venture. Entrepreneurship is actually the process of starting and managing that venture. A lot of folks say, well, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Well, that's great, but you got to understand entrepreneurship. You got to know how to start it. And guess what? After you start it, you got to know how to manage it. So check this out. You have all kind of entrepreneurs. For example, you know, here's a perfect example. Mikey. Mikey decides that he wants to open up a restaurant. Well, Mikey knows how to cook. Mikey has a lot of support from his family and friends. So Mikey decides to take some money out and open up a restaurant, which is cool. Nothing wrong with that, okay? Now, being an entrepreneur doesn't make you a millionaire overnight. It can. But then again, it's possible that you won't. You know, you have to go through the trials and tribulations with this, just like anything else. Okay, so being an entrepreneur can definitely be beneficial. And I think people should try it. But one of the main things about it should be like supply and demand, understanding supply and demand. But let's go back. I digress. So let's go back. And what we're going to talk about is some of the people that are entrepreneurs. For example, an actor. Okay, my nephew is an actor and he does a lot of voice acting and stuff like that. So he works for himself. He goes out, he auditions, and he owns his business, a business of him. So he's an entrepreneur. He seeks different venues, different things, and a supply and demand. Hey, y'all need an actor? I'm an actor. Y'all need somebody good? I'm good. Y'all need somebody funny? I'm funny. Hey, here I am. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't call it like a steady job. The reason I wouldn't call it a steady job is because you can be acting on Monday because somebody wanted you. Somebody needed you. They needed your services. You auditioned and you made the cut. But those jobs are limited by time. I can't name of one season, maybe The Simpsons, that has last decades on decades on decades. Or what's that other one? Grey's Anatomy. Oh, wow. Grey's Anatomy. I swear, I've seen every kind of trauma you can imagine. I mean, people get their toenail cut and die in Grey's Anatomy, but then they have a tree stuck in zygomaticus, and then they can live. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, he's an entrepreneur, okay? And it took some risk. It did. It took some risk. People made fun of him in school. They talked about him. They said he was goofy. Said he was silly. And he didn't start off as a millionaire. You know, he performed in nightclubs. He performed in different comedy venues. You know, and it started off with maybe one or two small little bitty roles in anime. And now, you know, he's doing wonderful. He's doing really good. But he had to have the courage, you know. And that's where a lot of people make the mistake. They're afraid. And to me, I feel like, you know, the older folks had it right. They did. Man, the old folks had it right. And what I mean by that is they would say something like, hang around with, lie with dogs, wake up with fleas, right? Okay, and the people you hang around with, if they are not positive and motivating and supportive in a proper and good way. See, you don't want somebody that's going to tell you, hey, man, you can sing when you can't hold a note in a paper bag. I'm just being honest with you. Or, man, you know, you look good. You could be a model, right? You look like Scooby-Doo, you know, and beauty is an eye of the beholder. Let's just call it that. I'm not saying somebody look, well, I am saying it, but you know, there won't be no Beyonce or whatever the case may be. All right. But seriously, you have to hang around people that's going to support you and be there for you, okay? Because a lot of people don't want to see you grow either. Yeah. So being an entrepreneur, you have to surround yourself around good people, not be afraid to take chances and move forward. So if being an entrepreneur was like being the best thing in the world and everybody should do it, then why don't everybody do it? Well, it's easy. Easy answer to that. Fear is one of them. Fear of failing. Fear of not knowing what somebody else is going to do. If somebody's going to buy your product, if somebody's going to listen to your music, is somebody going to just tear you down, say that your designs, your clothing designs are not as good as the next person. You have to be you. That's like doing a podcast. I can do a podcast with AI and have AI do all of these things and all of these topics and stuff like that. But I'm not trying to be somebody else. I'm me. I'm who I am. Okay. And I don't want to sell somebody else. I don't want to project somebody else onto this. I want to be me because that's who I am. I'm the best person. I am the best George that I know. Okay. There's a lot of other people out there, but nobody will be the best George like me. Okay, so I'm not gonna let somebody else's fear and their concerns, negative concerns, hold me back from being who I am or what I can do. So they will not push forward in being entrepreneurs and take chances. I don't know if I'm phrasing this correctly, but I'm gonna say it. You can work towards helping somebody else achieve their dreams, or you can move forward to achieve your dreams. Now, it's not for everybody. Everybody can't be a leader. Everybody can't be a Armstrong. It's not for everybody. So you have to decide where you're at. What do you want to do? What's your goals? What's your dreams? What's your plans? How you gonna make it work? You have to do that. Nobody can do it for you. Okay? Finances can really hold somebody back from being an entrepreneur. Okay, it really can. You know, you may have the best idea, and I mean, okay, you created a game, so you are playing a video game, and you say, "Oh man, this game sucks, man." It would be awesome if they had zombies coming out of here and airplanes coming from here and coming from there and doing all these things. That would make a really good game. Okay, but man, I don't have any money. I don't have any money to pay somebody to do this. I don't have any money to do this or do that. So sometimes you have to work with other people, save, and get your finances together so that you can achieve your dreams. I knew. Here's a short story. I said I knew. Okay, here's a story. I'm not incriminating myself. All right. So there was this dancer. That was a good way to put that. You see, I said, and I did that. I this dancer. Okay, anyway. There was this dancer, and she would dance in this club on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And now I didn't go to the club to see this woman dance all the time. Okay. I shouldn't even say woman. But anyway, I said it. Okay. I said it. It's out there. All right. There it is. All right. So she would dance on those 3 days, 3 days only. But then she was going to school to be an attorney. She was going to school to be an attorney. Okay. Now things got hard while she was working over at this nightclub where she was dancing at. And she started working at McDonald's. Okay. When they found out that she was working at this particular club, they started harassing her, and she started to get these problems. So she had to deal with that. People making fun of her online. All of these things, all this bad stuff was happening. But this woman kept on. She stayed in school. She passed the bar, and she became an attorney. Wow. Wow. She did what she needed to do to start the business that she wanted to start. Okay. She did. Again, now let's talk about that entrepreneur. The entrepreneur, she have a private practice and she was doing the job for herself. She's a private attorney. Okay. Now she could have been what is it, the public defender. She could have worked for the state or for the government or some, formal fashion, but she choose to work at a private practice, okay? And there's a lot of different type of lawyers. There's entertainment lawyers, there's sport lawyers, there's, business lawyers. Yeah. I might have to have one go through my content to make sure I don't get in trouble. Well, anyway, but you see, she went through those things, and that's just, some of the things that her so-called friends or the people that was around her, and look how she just avoided it and blocked it out and said, you know what? I'm gonna be the best me that I can be, and I'm gonna do what I need to do. And she did it. She did it. And I'm so proud of her today. Have you ever heard the saying, an idle mind is a devil's playground? Well, this one hits her home. Okay. Now, in today's society, there's a lot of distractions, noise, and it comes in the form of, I don't know, podcasts, the internet, ads, YouTube, video games, Facebook, Twitter, X, all of these things. And look, the pot kettle black, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But some of these things can be distractions, okay? And so what are you saying? What are you saying? Okay. I got an idea, and I'm going to talk about pizza and making pizza. So that's what we're going to talk about. Today we're going to go over the dough, the warm water, the yeast, the oven. It has to be at 450 degrees, and what kind of oven, convection. We're going to go through all these things, and then I sit down and I get a text from Jack. And I go to, oh man, look at this. That's crazy. I didn't know that they sell ships in San Antonio. I didn't know that. Whoa, I got distracted. Or, man, did y'all see what happened on the internet today with 50 Cent and Puffy? Man, I don't care enough about these people's lives to stop what I'm doing today to not pursue and achieve my dreams and goals. To see what's going on with these two guys. But they are very, very, I'm gonna tell you, smart. I'm talking about smart. 50, you smart, man. I promise you. I don't know if you're gonna ever hear this, but man, I'm gonna tell you, you are one smart cookie. Okay? You did it, man. It's like you went to college and you got a master's degree in business, okay? I mean, shucks. All them years I spent in school just to learn this stuff, you just jump right on it. You understand it. And I understand that you understand the assignment. Anyway, see that? See how I did that, guys? How I was on topic, then I can bounce off topic and totally put a distraction in there. Well, those type of things stop people from achieving their goals and dreams. You have to stay focused. I'm gonna tell you, write it down. Get a pencil and sheet of paper and write down what you want to do, what you want to say, where you want to be, and then you achieve that. Okay, you have to achieve it. Okay, you have to push forward and make it happen. Because if you don't, then all you're gonna do is have noise. There's been times where I've talked to people and they have, I'm talking about some of the most wonderful, wonderful ideas. And there's just so many things that stop them. I'll give y'all an example. I have a niece. And my niece has a voice like a bird. I'm talking about, oh my gosh, she can sing. And it falls under a very sensitive topic for me. And we'll cover it on something else, but let's just go over the basic. And she can sing like a bird. But as with so many different other people, they focus on singing like other people and trying to do what other people do in the studio and try to dress like them, talk like them, and sing like them. There's only so much room for that particular person. For example, there's only one Beyonce. There's only one Kelly Price. There's only one Shirley Murdoch. Okay, so. You have to be the best you, okay? And you have people around you that say, yeah, you sound good, but girl, you don't sound like Beyonce. I'm not supposed to sound like Beyonce. I'm not supposed to sound like Nicki Minaj or any of these other people. I'm supposed to sound like me. But when you have those people and those things in your ear, it's like it can lower your self-esteem and it can stop you from achieving your dreams and your goals. So you push that away. You got to get rid of the distractions and having an idle mind listening to other people. It's great to get ideas. It is. It's awesome. You can get an idea from somebody. And it's great to get an idea from somebody. But you are you for a reason, you know? Evil. Oh, my goodness. Evilness. There's so much evil out here in the world. If you look at it right now, more people tune into stuff like who got killed or who was robbed or who's in jail, what politician did this, what politician did that, then, I mean, think about it. You heard something negative more than you heard something about Jesus Christ this week. You did. It's a fact. It's a fact, you know. So you have to get in the room, get all it out your system, and focus on you and moving forward. All right, guys, last thing I'm going to leave you with this. To be an entrepreneur, it's fast, it's big, okay? There's no blueprint of your ideas because you are the person with that idea, that goal, that dream. You are the person, you are the best you out there. So learn about it, get educated, save up some money, and pursue your dreams. Move forward at it. Don't let nothing hold you back. Don't let nothing stop you, okay? Fear, God didn't give us the trait or the spirit of fear, okay? So, yeah, just let that go, you know, let it go. If somebody is not with you, you ever heard that say, if you're not with me, you're against me? They may not necessarily be directly against you. They may not even know that they are speaking negatively about it, but you know it because you get that feeling when you want to start something and when you want to do something, how they're not a part of it. And listen, I don't care if it's your family. I don't care if it's somebody you've been knowing all your life. I just don't care about that because, listen, let me explain it to you. When you start to do something and you start to move forward and be positive and get things going, you are going to feel good about yourself and about what you're doing, good, bad, or indifferent. You are going to make yourself a happy person. And sometimes people don't like happiness. Sometimes people are afraid of success, and they may be afraid of not just their success, but of your success. And you don't want to be around this type of people. Well, peace don't abide, dust your feet, okay? Move forward. Keep going. You want to question something? Go ahead on. Read. Study. Get a book. Go to the library. Google. YouTube. There's a lot of information out there, you know? That's a lot of information out there. Talk to like-minded people. Find somebody to have an idea similar to yours, not without giving all the details. And you say, hey, what do you think? What do you think about this? Or can you give me some pointers in this? I'm going to tell you, I own a couple of restaurants and hey, I'm quick to tell people, hey, you should do it. You should do it. But make sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's. I'll tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. Later on, possibly we're going to go through that. But what I'm saying is all you have to do is make a plan, study, save up your money, use your whatever money you have, just don't go in the hole. Try your best not to go in the hole. We're going to go through that. We have a whole financial portion of this, okay? You can invest in you. And when I say invest in you, I'm not talking about just money. Invest in time. Invest in wisdom. You know, you learn, okay? And then you'll figure it out. Write it down. Write the plan down. And then come back to it and say, hey, did I do this? Man, I didn't do this today. I didn't do this yesterday. All right. You guys have a wonderful day. See y'all next Monday, and I'm out.
What's up? What's up? What's up?